You are extending the argument too far. The similarity has never been repeated in history in the number of years which elapse between migration and return. Moses migrated and their people returned after how many years? Much after the death of Moses. And Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa migrated and returned to the land within 9 years. And Jesus Christ migrated and never returned. And his people captured the holy lands, and for centuries, centuries afterwards, they were the masters of those lands. So this phenomena is not as simple as that. Phenomena of similarity. This is a similarity between every prophet. The similar features, the fundamentals are these, that they migrate sometimes. And whenever they migrate in hiding, however brave they be. During the process of migration, they go into hiding. And they are not observed by the enemies, despite the fact that the measures they adopt for secrecy are very thin and very superficial, like Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated. But still, somehow Allah makes this migration successful, and they migrate under cover of Allah's shadow. That is one thing certain which you will find in every migration of a prophet. You know Moses' migration. You know that of Lot. You know that of Jesus Christ. You know that of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the common feature. Not the years which elapse before the return, if there is ever a return. And then they become ultimately victorious. Those lands from which they have been expelled, they fall under their rule or their followers' rule. These are the two phenomena which are irreversible and unchangeable. Nothing else.